What do you think other people could gain from sustainable values?
I think they could gain like an appreciation for our earth. In our society, we're just so go, go, go. We just don't take the time to spend time outside, and we aren't connected to where our food comes from, where our water comes from, and it creates like this lack of compassion for where we live and our society and our natural world. So I think if we can connect to our natural world and like value it, then we're more likely to change our behavior and solve the problem of what's going on right now.
All right. So hello and welcome back to the Sustainability Podcast, where we drink tea and talk about sustainable projects. I'm Tanner with the Office of Sustainability, and I'm here today with Mary Beth Grimes, who is a Sustainability Week Student Steering Committee co-chair. So welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So are you ready for some tea reading?
Yes, sounds awesome.
Yeah, so today we have a black tea, but we're not really going to talk about the black tea. We're actually going to read the tea leaves, which I've never done before. So basically what you need to do is you have to have a loose leaf tea, and then you drink all of the tea, and then at the bottom the tea leaves will sink down. And then whenever you're done, you leave like a little bit of tea so that you can like swirl around the tea leaves. And then once you do that, it has to be in a counterclockwise direction also. Then you kind of just like drain away the rest of the liquid, and then you can kind of read whatever shape you think is there, and that tells your future somehow.
What? So cool. Never tried it.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Did you drink your tea yet?
Almost, not fully.
Okay.
Should I finish it?
Yeah.
Okay, here
it goes. Yeah, I'll pause it. Okay, so there's a lot of tea leaves in here, so I don't really know what I think it says. I'm gonna say it reminds me of a forest, so I think nature is going to be in your future.
Ooh.
Does that sound true to you?
Yes, I love that. I would love for that to be in my future.
There.
So
maybe you'll go camping or something.
Yeah, I was supposed to go camping this weekend, but I think it's supposed to rain.
Maybe it won't. I think that's your future. It's not going to rain, and you're going
to
go camping.
That's solid.
That's what we learned today. Yay. Okay, so we're gonna talk about you.
Great.
So what is your major?
I'm majoring in public health and minoring in psychology and environmental and sustainability studies.
Okay, why did you choose that major?
I really love public health. I kind of never was exposed to it, I guess, that much growing up, and came to school here and knew I wanted to do something in the sciences, and took like intro and I took nutrition, and I really thought it's something that I'm passionate about, and I knew I could like develop a career out of it if you're passionate about it. So I chose that, and then I took Dr. Lavender's Intro to Environmental Studies class, and I like fell in love with all of that, and that kind of made me pursue that minor. And I really love the minor, so which is why I got involved at the office kind of, and
okay,
hopefully do something along those lines after graduation.
So what exactly is your role at the Office of Sustainability?
My title is the Sustainability Week Student Steering Committee co-chair. Quite the mouthful, but I kind of just oversee Sustainability Week and kind of basically work out all of the logistics behind it and all of the behind the scenes stuff. So it's kind of all been leading up to this coming week. Starts on Monday. To kick off the week, we're having an open house here at the office, so all you listeners out there, come on out. And we have a really fun week planned, so my job's basically just a lot of emailing and a lot of like Google Docs and Excel sheets, just like planning, community outreach. I've been talking and coordinating with so many like organizations and with professors, trying to get other people on board, and it's basically figuring out the food at all the events and the money and like reserving reservations like for the rooms and getting volunteers and that kind of stuff. So it's a lot of logistics, which is good, and it's like helped me to develop myself professionally more, because
the emails that go out usually are like mass sent out, so I have to like make sure like they're developed professionally and worded correctly, you know. So that's helped me with like my grammar and all that stuff. And I've gotten to know a lot more people around the community and within the office and within the college. So it's really like expanded my like knowledge of what's going on around here too. So it's really been cool.
So what exactly can someone expect from Sustainability Week?
Well, it's pretty cool. We have a wide range of events, so we're kind of focusing on all five dimensions of sustainability, especially like the social side this year, because a lot of people know that sustainability has to do with the environment, but many people don't know that it also has to deal with like social aspects as well. So we're doing like, I know we have like social justice coffee hour, we're doing like a know your rights, like bill writing workshop, but we also have like a mindfulness workshop and sustainable nutrition. So it's kind of like all aspects of sustainability, which is pretty exciting. So it can be relatable to all people depending on what you like and what you know about. It'll be a really good educational tool to teach people more about the social side, not just environmental side, which is kind of overlooked sometimes. So that'll be cool. We'll have discussions, there's panel discussions, there's workshops. On Friday, we're having an all-day street fair on George Street, which I'm stoked about because we'll have tons of tabling and organizations and street food, and there's a clothing swap. So I think everyone should come out to that at least for a little bit and check it out, see what's going on around the community. There'll be some opportunities to meet like different nonprofits around the community, get involved with volunteer work or possible internships, a lot of networking and that kind of stuff. And then Friday night we're having like a kind of sustainability bash, which is like a festival, like an arts festival. So free food and drinks for students. It's an open bar, which is exciting for students, I feel like. And there's gonna be lots of performances and bands from around the Charleston community. So I'm really excited about that. That'll be going on until 10 in the Cistern. So I felt like that was a really good way to get everyone to kind of come together for one last hurrah for Sustainability Week. And I think that'll kind of make the whole week wrap up nicely. It'll be a really fun time.
Okay, how could somebody learn more about Sustainability Week if they want to check out what events are going on?
There's tons of posters up on campus and off of campus, like at Kudu and all over King Street. Also, there's a listserv being sent out from department heads right now, and the sustainability website, on the website there should be information more about that. Also on the Facebook, you can go to the Office of Sustainability page, and there's an event created. There are events created for each event throughout the week, so you can stay interested or going, get more like details about the event from there. So Facebook's a great tool, and you should also follow our Instagram, SustainCFC, because there'll be updates all week next week, because we'll all be real busy running around dealing with all the events, making sure they go smoothly and whatnot.
So speaking of sustainability, how has sustainable values affected your life?
Sustainable values have affected me majorly. Definitely not so much before college, but coming to the College of Charleston, I think it's such a progressive school, and we are like so with it, I feel like, in terms of sustainability and just like moving towards equality in like all aspects. So I think it's my values have shaped majorly, especially with my major and my minors, and they've kind of influenced the way I think and the like how I behave. And I just think I'm much more aware of what's going on and what's the issue, and it's made me want to like get involved. And you know, if I could go back, not necessarily go back, I could still do this, but I would love to get involved in environmental policy and that kind of stuff. So I feel like it's just made me a more active citizen, and made me push my values on other people, like my family, that are kind of behind on the whole idea. Just, it's the lack of awareness, I think, personally. And if we can just get it out there, like what's going on, I think more people will change their ways.
What do you think other people could gain from sustainable values?
I think they could gain like an appreciation for Earth, because a lot of times people don't care about the Earth because they just aren't involved in it. And like in our society, we're just so go, go, go. We just don't take the time to spend time outside, and we aren't connected to where our food comes from, where our water comes from. And it creates like this lack of compassion for where we live and our society and our natural world. So I think if we can connect to our natural world and like value it, then we're more likely to change our behavior and solve the problem of what's going on right now.
Cool. Well, I think we're done.
Awesome. Thanks for so much for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, I had a good time. Everyone come out to Sustainability Week.
All right, and thanks so much for listening. We do new podcasts every Thursday, and you can find those at synergies.cfc.edu.